Treasure in the Bush, written and read by Louise. Kate and Miriam were at a holiday camp in the Marlborough Sounds. They had been boating, fishing, swimming, tramping, and joining in the camp games. "This is my best holiday ever," Kate said. Miriam agreed. "And we have heaps of new friends," she said. After tea one evening, Bob, the camp leader, said, "When it's dark, I want you to put on your coats, boots and beanies, and we'll go for a treasure trail walk." All the campers sat on the dining room veranda, singing while someone strummed a guitar. They waited till the last of the sun's golden tongues faded from the crimson sky, and the moon lit a silver path across the bay. "Is it dark enough yet?" a boy asked the camp leader. "Can you see the shadows of the trees across the paddock?" Bob asked. "It's all one big shadow," Lucy, Miriam's friend, said. "Well then, it's dark enough," Bob said. "Follow me." A group of six campers trekked across the paddock with just enough glimmer from the moon to see their way. Bob had said that no torches were allowed. They climbed over a fence and onto a pebbly beach. The sounds of their boots crunch, crunching, joined with the soft, soothing sound of the ripples from the bay washing the stones at the edge of the beach. They came to a small hill and scuffed their way through scrubby grass till they came to a dirt track that led into the bush. "I'm not going in there," said Kate. "It's too dark." "Why couldn't we bring torches?" one of the boys asked. "It's only a little way," Bob said. "You'll see when we get there." "It's eerie," Lucy said. "I don't want to go either. What if something bites me?" "It won't," said Bob. "Just keep close to me and don't leave the track. No talking." Silently they crept behind Bob, keeping in close single file. Suddenly Bob stopped. The silent line of trekkers bumped into each other. And when they looked up, they saw a twinkle of light. Slowly they took a few more steps and stopped beside a bank. It was covered in hundreds of tiny blue lights. "It's like the night sky," Miriam whispered. Bob put his fingers to his lips to silence her, and they gazed in wonder at the fairyland sight. Suddenly Miriam sneezed, and the lights went out as if a switch had been turned off. "Now you know why I said no noise," said Bob. "You have disturbed them." "What does a glowworm look like?" one of the boys asked. "Actually, they're not worms at all," said Bob. "What are they then?" Miriam said. "They are soft-bodied beetles that look like wingless larvae." "Why do they glow then?" Kate said. "Just the females glow," said Bob. "They're trying to attract the males." "Just like you girls put on makeup to attract us boys," a boy laughed. "Humph," Kate grumped. Bob shivered. "Let's get back to camp," he said. "It's cold here in the bush." He led the way down the track and out onto the moonlit beach, across the paddock and back to their cabins. The next morning, the sun shone brightly. Miriam and Kate walked back along the bush track. Blotches of sunlight shone through the bush and onto the glowworm bank, but there was no sign of the lights. "Where are they?" said Kate. "They must be hiding in their tunnels," said Miriam. "The sunlight must be too bright for them." "How clever to carry their own little lights," said Kate. "They look like sparkling diamonds." "Bob was right when he said there was treasure in the night bush," said Miriam. "That is just what it looked like."